Augustine and Jody, why don't you make your way up? Thank you, Jesus. Well, it's so good to have Jody and Augustine here with us today. They are very dear friends of mine. As I've partnered with them in ministry, I've watched Seth in the pink there, and Ethan, I'm not sure where he is right now. Oh, Ethan. And that I watched them as they were like this, and their sons and my sons would run, my son would run around the altar as we were in a healing crusades or whatever it might be, and just enjoying the presence of God. And it's a privilege and honor to have them here. This is the couple, this is the family, the pastors and missionaries in Cadereyta, Mexico, that we went down with a team, and we went down to partner with them to run VBS, to reach out to kids. And so I've just asked them, as they're in the region, and they're just here for another couple weeks, I've asked them to come and just share their heart towards us and what the Lord would speak to us. Amen? Amen. So blessings, my brother, and freedom. And the only phrase I know is Dios le bendiga. God bless you.
Amen. Buenos dias.
Good morning.
Buenos dias. Good morning. Es un privilegio estar aquí con ustedes.
It's such a privilege to be here with you this morning.
Y realmente ver la gloria de Dios.
And to see the glory of God.
No sé si ustedes lo sintieron, pero
I don't know if you felt it.
La presencia de Dios está muy fuerte.
The presence of God that's so strong here in this room.
Dios quiere hacer cosas.
I believe that God wants to do things always.
Y solamente lo va a hacer. Solamente lo va a hacer a través de nuestro corazón dispuesto a hacerlo.
But he will only do that if we have a willing and an open heart, right?
Amén.
Amen.
¿Cuántos están de acuerdo conmigo?
Are you in agreement with me? Yeah.
¿Cuántos están de acuerdo conmigo?
Are you in agreement with me?
Man, es un gozo. Yo le digo a la gente en la iglesia y donde vivimos.
It's a joy, and I tell the people at the church where we get together on Sundays in Mexico.
Si vamos a la iglesia,
I tell them if we go to the church,
es una fiesta.
It's a party.
Amen. Aquí es una fiesta.
This is a fiesta, a party.
Tenemos música.
There's music.
Adoramos al Rey de Reyes.
We worship the King of Kings.
Levantamos nuestras manos.
We can raise our hands.
Los que dancen, dancen.
The ones who want to dance, they can
Los
dance.
Que lloran, lloran.
If you want to cry, you can cry.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. ¿Están de acuerdo conmigo?
I think we're all in agreement on that, right?
Dile al que está a tu lado.
Tell the person there next to you. Tell you, this is a party this morning.
Y gócese. Sonríe a la
yes,
gente.
We should rejoice. We should smile together and have fun.
El reino de Dios,
because the kingdom of God
es para aquellos que son alegres,
is for those who are joyful as well.
No acabamos de cantar una canción aquí.
We just sang a song up here.
Ya no soy esclavo del temor.
So I'm no longer a slave to fear.
Soy hijo de Dios.
We're children of God.
¿Cuántos hijos de Dios hay aquí?
How many children of God are here this morning?
Amen. Gloria sea al Señor, pues como decía el pastor Felipe.
Praise the Lord. Well, like Pastor Phil was saying,
Felipe en español.
We call him Felipe.
Tenemos muchos años de conocerlos.
We've known each other for many years now.
Casi nuestros hijos son de la misma edad, los dos grandes.
And our children are somewhat the same age.
Desde que él era pastor en Welland.
And since he was a pastor in Welland, we've known him.
Fuimos allá con jóvenes.
And we were there with a group of youth from Mexico.
Traíamos de México.
Uh-huh, a group of youth.
Luego, también cuando estuvo allá en la isla.
And then also when he was up in Sioux Lookout.
También llevamos jóvenes allá.
We brought some youth from Mexico there also.
Recuerdo esa gran aventura desde Minnesota hasta allá.
I remember our great adventure from Minnesota all the way up in a school bus. That was fun.
Pero fue bueno.
It's been a good time.
Entonces, tenemos muchos años de conocerlo.
So it's been many years that we've known each other.
Voy a tratar de hablar lo menos posible porque
and
yo hablo mucho.
I'll try and be brief because I do speak a lot.
Normalmente nuestras reuniones allá en nuestra iglesia.
And normally our meetings in Mexico.
Más o menos duran tres horas, más o menos.
Sometimes can last 3 hours.
Así es que Gócense con el Señor.
So let's rejoice with the Lord. Amen.
Hay un dicho en México. Hay un dicho en México.
There's a saying in Mexico.
Vaya a ponerle más agua a los frijoles.
There's a saying that says you should put more water in your beans.
Porque esto va a estar largo.
Because it might be long.
Amen. Denle un fuerte aplauso al Señor.
Let's give the Lord a hand this morning.
Dios es bueno.
God is so good.
Ya no soy esclavo del temor.
We're no longer slaves to fear.
Soy hijo de Dios.
We're children of God.
Y cuando los hijos de Dios se reúnen,
and when God's children get together,
hay una gran fiesta.
There's a great party.
Amén. Amén. Amén, hermanos. Vamos a gozarnos en el Señor.
Amen.
Y cuando la iglesia se reúne,
so when the church comes together,
así como dijo el pastor ese rato,
just like Pastor was saying earlier,
este es un edificio.
This is a building.
Y aquí venimos a adorar al Señor.
And we come to worship and praise the Lord here.
El mismo David decía,
even David was saying,
en la casa del Señor, yo me gozo.
I rejoice with those who say, let's go to the house of the Lord.
Me gozaré,
I will rejoice and be glad.
¿Te recuerdan esta historia?
You probably remember that story.
En los salmos, ¿verdad? Yo salmo de este David.
And it's a psalm.
La, el, fue tomada la, el, la presencia del Señor, se la llevaron los filisteos.
When the presence of God and the Ark of the Covenant had been taken by the Philistines.
Y después David fue y recuperó todo eso.
And then David went and brought it back.
Y trajo la, otra vez a la tienda, puso la tienda.
He brought it back to the,
cubrió otra vez.
the tent, and then he covered it again.
Porque la presencia del Señor ahí estaba.
And the presence was there of God.
Y él quería estar en la presencia.
And he wanted to be in the presence of God.
Por eso Dios, él dice, yo me alegré.
And that's why he said, I rejoiced and was glad
la casa del Señor.
With those who said, let's go to the house of the Lord.
Presencia del Señor.
In the presence of God.
No en el edificio,
not in the building,
sino la presencia
but in the presence of the Lord.
Y aquí el Señor está en medio de nosotros.
And the Lord is here in the midst of us.
Aquí está.
The Lord is here.
Y está en ustedes.
And he's here with you and in
somos
you.
Hijos de Dios.
If we are children of God,
somos la iglesia del Señor.
We are the church of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Y a donde quiera que vayamos,
so that means wherever it is that you go,
que estemos,
wherever we are,
la iglesia del Señor ahí está.
The church of God is there.
Dile al que está a tu lado, tú eres la iglesia.
So tell the person next to you, you are the church.
Este solamente es un edificio.
This is just a building.
Nosotros donde tenemos nuestras reuniones.
Where we have our meetings in Mexico,
nosotros rentamos una bodega.
We rent, it's like a big warehouse.
Yo le digo a la gente,
and I tell the people,
el día que el dueño de la bodega venga y me diga,
I said, if the owner ever comes and say, well, I need the building back, I'm going to take it away. You guys have to leave, and I'm going to put a bar in here.
¿Se acabó la iglesia?
What would happen? Is the church over?
Nos salimos al parque y allá hacemos la reunión.
We can meet in the park. We can have our meetings in a park.
Porque la presencia del Señor está en mí.
Why? Because the presence of God is in us.
Amen. Yo donde yo vaya.
So wherever it is that I go.
En el supermercado, en mi trabajo, en la iglesia, en donde yo me mueva.
If I'm at school, at work, in our home, or on the street, in the supermarket.
La presencia de Dios.
Wherever it is that I am, the presence of God is right there with me.
Como dice este letrero aquí enfrente.
Just like this sign here says,
brilla.
Shine.
Y donde vayas, brilla.
Wherever it is that you go, donde shine the presence of God.
Brilla.
Where you are, shine.
Isaías dice, levántate y resplandece.
Isaiah says, arise and shine.
Porque la gloria del Señor está sobre ti.
Because the glory of God is over you.
No está diciendo que está sobre cosas.
But doesn't say it's over things.
Está diciendo que está sobre ti.
But it's over you.
¿Dónde está la presencia de Dios?
Where is the presence of God?
La gloria de Dios?
Where is the glory of God?
Está sobre ti.
It's in you.
Amen. Sobre ti está la gloria.
It's in you, the glory of God.
Donde vaya la gloria de Dios, cambiará el estado.
And wherever it is that you go, that glory of God should change the atmosphere wherever you are.
A veces llevamos como cristianos a un lugar.
And sometimes as Christians we go to a place,
y en vez de cambiar el ambiente,
and instead of changing the atmosphere there,
el ambiente nos cambia a nosotros.
The atmosphere begins to change us.
Por ejemplo, los jóvenes.
For example, the young people.
En la iglesia, en la escuela.
At school.
Deben de brillar ahí.
They should be shining in that place. I know it's difficult.
No es fácil.
It's not easy.
Yo tengo dos hijos.
I have two sons.
Y es difícil.
And it's difficult.
Pero si ellos tienen la gloria de Dios en ellos.
But if they recognize the glory of God that's in them,
La luz brilla.
They can shine that light.
Amen. Amen, hermanos.
Amen, brothers and sisters.
La gloria de Dios.
The glory of God
debe estar ahí.
Should be right there.
Entonces veremos una gran fiesta.
And then we will see a huge party.
Y cambios en la sociedad.
And changes in our community.
Alguien me decía,
someone said to me,
el otro día cuando llegamos aquí a Canadá,
the other day when we came to Canada,
hemos tenido problemas en la frontera porque venimos manejando.
And we had driven, or we drove from Mexico to Canada, and they said, didn't you have any problems at the border?
Y dije, no.
I said, no.
Aunque Trump se enoje conmigo, pero
I said, even if Trump gets angry with me, we had no problems at all.
Ese es su problema, él.
That's his problem.
Llegamos a la frontera,
we arrived at the border,
y el agente aduanal estaba ahí.
And the customs guard was there.
¿Dónde van? Vamos a Canadá.
Where are you going? Canada.
A Canadá.
You're driving to Canada?
¿Sí? ¿Qué son ustedes? Somos
cristianos. Yes, who are you? And we're pastors.
La luz brilló allí.
And God's light even shined there, shone there. Wow. And he said, wow, that's excellent, good.
Bien padre. Estuvo jugando con nosotros.
He was joking around a lot with us.
Chistes.
He was telling us jokes.
La gloria de llegó, del Señor llegó ahí.
And even the glory of God was seen there. And even though Trump could put whatever it is that he wants to put.
Amen. Y cuando la gloria de Dios cae,
but when the glory of God is there,
el mundo cambia.
The world changes.
Nosotros vivimos en una de las ciudades, vivimos en una de las ciudades más peligrosas.
We live in one of the cities that was the most dangerous in Mexico. A few years back, not so much now. But it used to be a very dangerous place to live. Each and every day, each and every day, in the morning, in the evening, at nighttime, there were people would come into our house or they would call us on the phone. And they would say, would you please pray for me because they've just killed my wife or my husband or my son. My husband or wife or children have been abducted.
Y nosotros teníamos que ir en medio de todo ese problema.
And we had to go in the midst of all of this problem.
Orar por la gente, consolar a la
and
gente.
To pray with people and to console them.
Teníamos miedo, sí.
Were we afraid? Yes.
Pero la gloria del Señor tenía que brillar.
But the glory of God had to shine.
Amen. Hubo una familia que llegó a la iglesia.
There was a family that came to the church.
Y entre ellos el líder de la familia.
And in the midst of them, the leader of that family, the father,
empieza a asistir a la iglesia.
Comes and he begins to attend church.
Y empieza a recibir las cosas del Señor.
And he was starting to receive from the things of the Lord.
Y un día en una reunión de estudio bíblico,
and one day at a Bible study,
se para y dice, no he encontrado otro lugar mejor que esto.
And he stood up and he said, I haven't found a better place than this.
Le dice a la gente, ven viniendo aquí.
And he told everybody else, he said, don't stop coming here. You need to come here because you're going to learn great things. It was just a few days later when he was shot and killed. But do you know what the people that said that shot him shouted before they killed him? They said, Pastor! Pastor! And they shot him. Why did they call him a pastor? He was one of the biggest drug lords in town.
Pero él conoció al Señor.
But he met the Lord.
Entonces, ¿qué dijo? Yo ya no soy esclavo del temor.
So what did he say? I'm no longer a slave to fear.
Yo soy hijo de Dios.
I'm a son of God.
Y él está con el Señor, yo creo.
I believe he's with the Lord today.
Amen. ¿Qué diferencia hay entre él y ustedes?
What is the difference between him and us?
Es que me recibió a Cristo y se lo metió.
Is the fact that he received Jesus into his heart.
Y él dijo lo que acabamos de cantar.
And he said the same as what we just sang.
Voy a seguir a Cristo.
I've decided to follow Jesus.
No vuelvo atrás.
And I'm not turning back.
Y qué orgullo morir.
And what a how proud his family could be that his father died
creyendo,
believing.
O que alguien le dijo,
and knowing that somebody recognized in him that he was representing Jesus Christ, and he called out pastor to him.
Amen. Esa es la gloria de Dios.
That's part of the glory of God.
Gloria de Dios que está aquí.
The glory of God that's here.
El brillar.
It's shining.
Es la luz.
To be the light.
Es la Biblia que seamos la luz y la sal de la
tierra. The Bible says we have to be the light and the salt of the earth.
Y a veces solamente somos la luz en nuestra casa.
And sometimes we're just the light at home.
Allá afuera.
But out there, there's a whole world that's dying. Changes of laws, changes of things. There's so many things that are happening the same here as they are in Canada, in Mexico, in our city. Some of these things are happening as well. But there was a group of women that stood up and said, no, you will not take away the education of my children from us. You will not steal my children from me. And so they started to pray together and they started to have meetings in prayer. And they invited the senators and they invited the governors to share what the Bible says without religion, but in a lifestyle. And men and women who are senators and government leaders began to know the Lord. And that law was not passed. Because the people of God started to rise up and to shine. And many other states are doing the same now. Why? Because the Word of God comes in. It says it's like a sword with a double edge. And it goes straight in. And then it's twisted and raised up. When we came for the first time here, Pastor Phil invited us to go out and pray on the streets. We got here together for a little while. We were praying. God gave us some words to all of the ones that were there that evening. And we went out onto the street. And it was very cold. And they said, we're going to go to the park. And I said, oh, it's really cold. But praise the Lord. But we went out. And everything that we had been praying for and everything that God had showed us, we found there. We found a lady who was walking a dog. We found a certain sign. My son had seen a fish. Well, we were praying, and so out there they saw it again. We were able to pray for this lady, and God confirmed all the things he had already spoken to us beforehand. God shines, his light shines through us on the streets. Maybe that person is not here today, I don't know. But what I do know is that God's light shines when we go out and believe him.
Amen.
Amen? How beautiful it would be if we would all stand up and do the same and say, hey, pastor, why don't we go out? You know what? I went out on the street. Let's shine. Tonight, let's praise the Lord together. And I'm going to invite all sorts of people to come because the glory of God can shine in them, in this city, in this country.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
¿Están de acuerdo conmigo?
Are you in agreement with me?
¿No están enojados conmigo?
You're not angry with me? Okay.
Y entonces veremos la gloria de Dios.
We want to see the glory of God.
No vuelvo atrás.
I will not turn back.
Yo le dije al Señor durante ese tiempo. Muchas personas me decían.
I told the Lord during that time because many people said to me, why don't you go to Canada? Leave. Go to Canada. You guys have somewhere to go. We said no.
No.
My wife said to me one time, she said that the most dangerous place could be the safest place that we think of. But there's a cost. Ayer our son was sharing his testimony. And during his testimony, there was a time that he said that he was very hurt. That hurts us.
Pero yo he decidido seguir a Cristo.
But I decided to follow Christ.
Mi hijo ha decidido seguir a Cristo.
My son has decided to follow Christ.
No vuelvo atrás.
We will not turn back.
No vuelvo.
We will not turn back.
Amen. ¿Cuántos han decidido seguir a Cristo?
How many of you have decided to follow Christ?
¿Cuántos quieren volver atrás?
How many of you want to turn around, go back?
Hace casi tres años venimos.
About 3 years ago, we were up here in Canada.
Estuvimos más tiempo de lo que necesitábamos estar aquí.
And we stayed a little bit longer than we should
Cuando
have been.
Regresé a México.
And when we turned back to Mexico, I felt a little bit sick.
Fui a ver al doctor.
So I went to the doctor.
Y el doctor me dijo, ¿sabes qué, Agustín?
And the doctor said to me, hey, Agustín.
Tienes casi 600 niveles de glucosa en tu sangre.
Your blood sugar is up to about 600. She said, you need to be careful.
Me espantó.
I was afraid.
Lloré.
I cried.
Que mi familia, mi papá y mi mamá,
because both my father and my mother died from diabetes.
Pero hay una promesa, Señor.
But I said, God, there's a promise.
Que ninguna arma forjada vendrá en
that no weapon formed against me will prosper.
Yo la agarro.
So I'm taking hold of your promise in my life.
Yo sigo sanado.
And through your stripes, I have been healed already. And so after 1 week, my sugar levels were back down to normal. And the doctor was surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the same God that healed my life is the same God that's here. He's the same God that calls out to you. I don't know how you got up this morning or how you are in your heart today. Maybe you have a need. Maybe sometimes we just come to church because it's a routine. Sometimes we don't even feel like being here. But you know, I want to tell you something. You came here because God has a purpose for your life.
Y ese propósito lo va a cumplir.
And that purpose God will fulfill in your life.
Pero quiere ver tu corazón.
But he wants to see your heart.
Yo no sé cuántos años tengas conociendo las cosas.
I don't know how many years you've been in the things of God.
Pero el Dios es de ayer, hoy y para siempre.
But what we do know is that God is the same yesterday, today, and always.
He decidido seguir a
and we've decided to follow him.
Yo no vuelvo para
I will not turn back again.
Amen. Amen. Podemos dar un fuerte aplauso al Señor.
Let's give the Lord a hand again.
Hay tantas cosas que yo quisiera compartir con ustedes.
There's so many things that I'd like to be able to share with you.
Tantas historias.
So many stories.
Tantas historias de hace 30 años que yo conocí al Señor.
Many, many stories. I've known the Lord now for 30 years.
Por cierto, hoy es el cumpleaños de mi esposa.
No, he said.
De mi hijo.
Today is my son's birthday. I chuckle because he said it's my wife's birthday today. But my birthday is tomorrow, and today is my son's birthday, so he got to. Anyways.
Entonces, es también un testimonio grande.
But that's an amazing testimony as well.
Cinco años después de que nos casamos.
Because Seth came 5 years after we were married. And my wife said to me, we need to go to the doctor and get checked out and figure out why we're not having children.
No.
And I said no.
Porque hay una promesa.
Because I have a promise in my life.
Y Dios va a cumplir su promesa.
And God will fulfill that promise.
Y un día fuimos a la iglesia como cada domingo.
And one day, it was like every other Sunday, we were at church.
Y el pastor invitado,
and there was an invited guest who was preaching that day.
Estaba compartiendo.
Mm-hmm.
Yo estaba sentado atrás, parado.
And he was sharing and I was standing at the back.
Y el pastor me dice, tu hijo viene.
And I remember him saying to me, your son is on his way.
Y mi hijo está aquí.
And here's my son.
Hoy cumple 20 años.
He's 20 years old today.
Amen.
Amen.
Ha sido atacado por el enemigo, como les dije hace rato.
Like I said earlier on, he's been attacked by the enemy, yes.
Pero no volvemos atrás.
But we will not turn back.
No volvemos.
We will not turn
¿Por qué?
Back.
Porque hubo un sacrificio.
Because there was a sacrifice.
Porque dice la Biblia que él amó a su, tanto a nosotros.
The Bible says that he loved us so much
que envió a su hijo
that he sent his only son
para liberarnos
so that we could be free,
para darnos vida,
to give us life.
Amen. Acabamos de pasar la Pascua.
We just had Easter, and we were remembering the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Realmente entendemos lo que pasó.
But do we really understand what happened there?
Él tomó todo.
How he took everything.
Nos trajo toda la libertad.
He brought us all freedom.
Lo que Adam perdió,
everything that Adam lost,
él lo recuperó.
He recuperated for us.
Amen. Cuando él muere en la cruz del Calvario,
when he died on the cross of Calvary,
y está crucificado,
and he was there on the cross,
dice una palabra,
he said a word.
Todo está terminado.
He said, it is finished.
Todo ya.
It is finished already.
Muchos creemos que dijo, pues ya morí.
Many people would believe that he was saying that he was going to die.
Dice, no. Yo ya cumplí todo.
But what he was saying is that he was fulfilling everything.
Todo lo que la ley dice,
everything that the law said,
yo ya la cumplí.
Jesus was fulfilling it there.
Tú no necesitas hacer nada más.
So you no longer need to do anything.
Ya no necesitas hacer tantos sacrificios.
To be saved, you no longer have to do so many sacrifices. You don't have to do so many things.
No necesitas un sacerdote que interceda delante de Dios.
We no longer need a priest or an intercessor.
El velo se partió.
Because the veil has been broken.
¿Y qué pasa?
And so what happens then?
Tenemos toda la autoridad.
We have all of the authority
entrar al lugar santísimo,
to come into the Holy of Holies,
y tomar todo lo que está ahí,
to take hold of everything that's there for us.
Ya necesitamos un sacerdote que se ponga unos campanitas en su pie.
We no longer need a priest that has to put bells on the bottom of his robe.
Esto lo hizo todo.
Jesus did it all.
La cruz,
the cross,
y el crucificado.
And him crucified.
Nos dio acceso directo.
He gave us direct access
a tomar todas las promesas.
To come in and take hold of those promises.
Todo lo que Adán perdió.
Everything that Adam had lost.
Genesis 2.
In Genesis chapter 1, it talks about how God blessed them.
Sojuzgar, gobernar,
that they should be governing and they should be ruling and they should be doing all of these things. And so they had been lost.
Amen.
But Jesus came to give it back to the church, so we now have authority. And so we can rule, we can govern. If we make what happened at the cross of Christ, not the wood, but what happened at the cross, if we make that cross the object of our faith, then we will change also our society.
Y si la gente conoce a este Dios,
so that people would understand and know our God,
a Cristo y el crucificado,
Jesus Christ and Him crucified,
la sociedad cambia.
If they would know that, the society would change.
Yo normalmente comparto con mucha gente del gobierno.
I normally are able to share with a lot of people from the government.
Yo un día fui a visitar a alguien allá.
And I went and spoke with somebody. I had my Bible with me.
Y la puse así.
And I put it on his desk.
Y me hace una pregunta.
And so the man looked at me and he asked me something.
Tú eres muy religioso, ¿verdad?
He said, you're really religious, aren't you?
Yo digo, no.
I said, no.
Yo solamente tengo un estilo diferente al tuyo.
I just have a way of living that's different from yours. And then I told him, I said, so if it's on this little black book that I have here,
le pongo Biblia,
I took off the words that say Bible there.
¿La vas a leer?
And I put on, this is a manual for a way of living.
He said, no, no la voy a leer.
Or sorry, if I have it there and it says Bible, are you going to read it? He said, no, I'm not going to read it.
Pero si le pongo aquí un letrero,
but if I put on here a little sign
que diga,
and it says,
manual,
this is a manual
para una vida mejor,
for a better way of living,
¿lo leerías?
Would you read it then? This is a manual. Just like when you receive a television at your home or a telephone.
Para que funcione mejor.
If you want to know how it works the best,
Este no es un libro religioso.
This is not a religious book.
Nosotros hemos hecho religión.
We have made it a religious book.
Pero Jesús le dijo,
but Jesus said, go.
Y vayan todo el mundo,
go into all the world comisión, with the Great Commission.
Ir por todo el mundo y predicar este
go into
evangelio.
All the world and preach the gospel.
Ir por todo el mundo,
go into all the world
y enseñarles
and teach them
este estilo de vida.
This lifestyle.
Donde somos honestos.
If we're honest,
donde somos mejores en los padres, o mejores esposos,
if we're children of God, we're more honest. Hijos, we're better husbands and wives and children and citizens.
Vayan y enseñen este estilo de vida.
We should go and show this lifestyle.
Pero dice, yo no tengo oro ni plata.
Peter said to someone, you know, I don't have silver and gold.
Pero lo que yo tengo, te doy.
But what it is that I do have, I will give to you. This, all that Jesus taught me, this lifestyle that Jesus gave to me.
La mujer samaritana.
Just like the Samaritan woman. Do you remember that story? That was sitting at the well.
Ella va ahí, fuera de tiempo.
She was coming to the well at a time that was not the right time that everybody else usually came.
Pensando en todo lo que ha pasado en su pasado.
And she had a water jug with her, and she was thinking probably about all of her past. Her husbands or the men that had been in her life, maybe.
Y de repente ve a un hombre sentado en el pozo.
And all of a sudden she saw a man sitting there at the well.
Y dice, ¿qué?
And she said, what?
¿Por qué está siendo este judío está aquí?
Why is this Jew sitting here?
No tiene que estar aquí.
He doesn't need to be in this place.
¿Tenía miedo acercarse?
Do you think she might have been afraid to get close?
¿Qué quería?
Because she didn't know what he wanted?
¿Y fue despacio?
Maybe she went slower.
¿Acercarse a tomar el agua?
To be able to take hold of the water.
Que escucha, dice,
and the first thing that she hears
judío,
from that Jewish man
dame de beber.
Was, give me a drink.
¿Cómo?
What do you mean?
¿Cómo tú me pides agua?
Why are you asking water from me?
Agua?
Where's your jug?
Pero no entiendes.
But don't you understand
que el agua que yo te doy jamás vas a tener sed.
That if you drink from this water, you will never be thirsty
que
again?
Te voy a enseñar, jamás vas a necesitar más agua.
If you would learn from what I need to teach you, you will never longer have problems the way that you do. The Bible doesn't say how long he was speaking with her, but I think that he taught her many, many, many things. So that when their conversation was finished, she was able to run to town and she changed the whole town. Right? Yes or no? How much do we know about the love of God? How much do we know of his heart that the people outside need to know? We have a project this year.
Cuéntame tu historia.
And we call the project, Tell Us Your Story, because I want to tell you mine.
Aquí hay muchas historias.
I want to tell you that in this room there are many stories.
Parecidas.
Some of them are similar
a las historias de allá afuera.
To the same stories that you can hear out there.
Cuenta tu historia.
Tell your story.
Amen.
Amen.
Todos los días.
Each and every day.
O cada domingo.
Every Sunday.
Párate aquí al frente.
You could even stand here at the front and give a testimony.
Porque esa historia,
why? Because that story, that testimony that changed your life
va a cambiar la vida de la gente.
Will also change the life of other people.
Amen. Amen. Un fuerte aplauso al Rey de Reyes.
Let's give the Lord, the King of Kings, a hand this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Así es que la iglesia.
So the church is you.
En ti edificaré mi iglesia, dijo Jesús a Pedro.
Jesus said to Peter, I will build my church on the foundation that you just spoke. On that foundation,
yo voy a construir mi iglesia.
I will build my church.
Yo voy a construir aquellos que van a predicar el
I will build up those who will stand up and preach my name,
el reino de Dios.
That will proclaim the kingdom of God.
Canadá como México se está perdiendo.
In Canada as well as Mexico, there are many people that are dying in different ways.
Pero ni Trump,
but not even Trump to Mexico or anybody else could stop us. Because the Bible says, no weapon formed against me, no weapon formed against me will prosper. None. He's not saying just this one or that one or the other one. He's saying none. Not one weapon. Whatever it is that it's called can prosper against me.
Amen.
You're very serious. There's no weapon. Why? Because if Jesus is in me, who can be against me? Nothing. Nothing will separate me from the love of Jesus. Nothing at all. What does the word nothing mean? Well, it means nothing. Nothing will be able to prosper against me. I am more than an overcomer in Jesus Christ. Even in the traffic, even in drug trafficking in Mexico, not even the cartels, nothing will separate me from the love of my Lord Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I will not turn back. I will not turn back. It's difficult. We paid a price. With the testimony of our son, many times because there was no finances or being sick or having to hide underneath the bed sometimes because there's a shootout behind your house and they're killing people. I'm not turning back. I will not turn back.
Amen.
How many of you decide to follow Jesus? Not even the depths or the height or the width. There will be nothing that will separate me from Jesus. There will be many people that are low that will come and they'll have many problems. And they're as low as they can get. Why? Because they don't even want to live. But we can help raise them up. Sharing the love of God in their lives. You know someone. You know someone who needs God's love. Do not be afraid. Share with them about the love of Christ. This word, God loves you, 30 years ago, changed my life. There was a young girl. She maybe was 16 years old. Came to my town. Kind of like these guys, about their age. And she was on a missions trip, just like Phil and the ones that came. And I was lost. I felt like I wanted to die. And I had tried 3 times to commit suicide. I was sitting on the park bench and this young lady came to me and she sat down beside me and she said, God loves you. And that's when my life changed. I'll probably never ever see her again. But I thank the Lord for her life. Because now through my life, many people have also heard about the love of God.
Amen.
We only need one word. God loves you.
que necesita la gente allá afuera.
One phrase that will change people's lives out there.
Y entonces, un día,
and one day,
esto estará lleno.
This place will be filled.
Adorando,
people worshiping and exalting the name of the Lord.
En la mañana,
in the morning or in the afternoon, at whatever time. We will continue to see the glory of God shining through us.
Amen.
In the schools, in the workplace, in the supermarkets, the glory of God will be visible. God's kingdom has arrived.
El reino de Dios,
God's kingdom is here.
¿Tú quieres entrar?
Do you want to come in?
¿Quieres entrar?
Do you want to come in?
¿O quieres esperar hasta morir?
Or do we want to wait until we die?
Mucha gente quiere morir para llegar al reino de Dios.
Many people want to wait until they die to see the kingdom of God.
Jesús trajo el reino de Dios.
Jesus brought the kingdom of God with him in his presence.
Aquí está el reino.
And in him is the kingdom of God. If we come into him, we're in his presence.
El reino de Dios está aquí.
The kingdom of God is here.
Aquí está ahorita.
Here is the kingdom of God right now.
¿Lo quieres probar? ¿Te quieres meter?
Do we want to come in
al reino de Dios?
To God's kingdom
y su justicia?
And his righteousness?
Su rectitud? Levanta tus manos.
Why don't we raise our hands and tell the Lord, Lord,
yo quiero entrar a ese reino de Dios.
I want to always be in your kingdom.
Me quiero meter al reino de Dios.
I want to be in your kingdom.
Quiero tu gloria sobre mi vida.
Father, we want your glory in our lives.
No vuelvo atrás, Señor.
We will not turn back.
No vuelvo atrás.
We will not turn back.
I
have decided to follow Jesus. I've decided to follow you.
No voy a volver atrás.
I will not turn back.
No importa it, lo que tenga que pasar.
Whatever happens,
yo he decidido
I have decided
seguir atrás.
To follow you.
Amen. Póngase de pie.
Why don't we stand for a few moments together, please?
Cierra tus ojos, levanta tus manos.
I'd like to ask you to just raise your hands and even to close your eyes for a few moments. There's a large space up here at the front. If you would like to come and tell the Lord,
perdóname,
Lord, just forgive me.
Porque a veces he sido un cobarde.
Because sometimes I'm cowardly.
Y no he decidido seguir.
And there are times that I've decided not decided to follow you because of a situation in my life.
Pero yo quiero realmente seguirte.
But I want to follow you truly.
Ven a entregarle tus cargas al Señor.
You can come and you can give your burdens to him.
Ven a entregar tus deseos, tus
you can come and give him your desires and your dreams as well.
Y dile al Señor, Señor,
and we can tell the Lord,
yo no soy nada.
Lord, I am no one.
Simplemente quiero entrar a tu reino.
But I want to come into your kingdom.
Amen. Vamos a orar, Señor.
Why don't we pray together? If you feel like you would like to come and just be with the Lord this morning here at the front, this place is open for you to come and just spend a few moments. I tell the people in Mexico, I said, don't stay in your seats. Don't. Just spend a moment. Just spend a moment with him.
No tengan miedo.
Don't be afraid.
No tengan vergüenza.
We shouldn't ever be ashamed because the kingdom of God is for the courageous ones, and those who are courageous will take hold of it.
Esta es la gloria de Dios que quiere que sea visible.
Because the glory of God wants to be visible in you and through you.
No es como algo
it's not about something that's
como algo que acostumbramos.
That's forced on you. It's not something, it's not even a routine.
Corazón,
it's because our hearts are open and willing.
Señor, sé rey de mi vida.
when we're saying, Lord, you are the king of my life. I want you to be that king.
Entren al reino de Dios. Entren al reino de Dios.
Come into the kingdom of God.
Y el, su justicia sobre nosotros.
And his righteousness over us.
Costó mucho sacrificio a la muerte de Cristo.
Jesus' sacrifice on the cross cost much.
Y nosotros no hemos hecho nada.
And many times we haven't done much.
Oh, Señor. Levanta tus manos y adórale al Rey de Reyes.
Why don't we just raise our hands and just worship him?